Breakfast with Martin. Yes, sir.
So you heard about this whole Steinhoff scandal in the news, right? Billions of rands lost. You hear names like Marcus Huster, but do you know exactly what it's about? How it implicates your life? How far-reaching it is? How deep does it go? Well, this morning we are hanging with James Brentstein. He's the author of a brand new book called Steinhoff, Inside SA's Biggest Corporate Crash, even stretches to Europe. Now, he's going to shed some light for us and make us understand this better this morning. What exactly, name Marcus Huster keeps coming up. Is the value destruction of the Steinhoff Group, is it directly linked to Marcus Huster? What's the story?
Well, of course it's linked. He was the CEO throughout this entire situation. He's been the CEO since about 2003, and he's suspected of alleged, they're calling it accounting irregularities. Other people say that that's a soft word for fraud, but the investigations remain ongoing.
So where is he now?
Well, he's in Stellenbosch. He's got a nice wine farm just outside on the Yonkers Hoek Pass.
Yeah, okay. Sketch him for me, because he's coming across as a bit of a character from a book.
So he grew up in Sunnyside in probably a one-bedroom flat.
Okay.
So didn't have a lot of money growing up. Dad worked for the post office, and his dad liked playing the horses. So every Saturday weekend, he would take his son, and they would go to Tattersall's in old Sunnyside. And from as young as 12, he would, you know, as a messenger, run between the guys playing the horses, for example. So didn't grow up, but at school, at office, he did exceptionally well. Very bright. Didn't do a lot of sports, so he wasn't popular in the boys' school. If you play sports, you're the popular,
yes,
the star. But he was academically very strong. Went to study at Stellenbosch, and from there he went to SARS, where he did his military service. Interestingly, became a tax expert.
So
tax expert.
All right.
And from there, he built this business.
You see how it's all now fitting together. But now, words are being thrown around in phrases like the Stellenbosch Mafia. What's that about? I mean, you've already told me many things I don't know.
I was a little naughty, got to be honest. So, it's worth investigating, which is why I looked into it. There's this idea out there in the country, and that there's this group of very powerful people in Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
They run everything. They're pulling out our little strings. They're the puppet masters. So I went there, and it was kind of part of the story. Is there this group of people that get together around a table and make decisions on all of our behalf, and they've now got a bit of a bloody nose, or not? You know. So, I look into it in the book, and I think it's an interesting chapter. And if people want to know a bit more about what the outcome was, they're welcome.
You're going
to
have to go read the book. It's worth probing, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
this is what the book is all about.
Absolutely.
But these are serious allegations, alleged fraud or irregularities, what do you like to call it, worth hundreds and millions of rand. Why is the guy not being prosecuted?
That's an excellent question. He hasn't been charged of anything yet. Not here.
But why?
He hasn't been charged in Germany either, by the way. I would argue on the one case, it's such a massively complex thing. For example, Steinhoff's not a South African company. In 2015, this company was registered in the Netherlands under a new structure. So it's a Dutch company. Okay, and its primary listing is not in Johannesburg. That's only a secondary listing. The primary listing is in Germany. So you've got massive jurisdictional issues. Who should be doing the charging? Who should be doing the investigation?
Okay.
What should the people be charged with? So it's really going to be very confusing and complex. In addition, I'm afraid that I've got to mention this. I'm worried about the capacity locally to successfully investigate a complex crime like this. And let me throw one stat at you, which blew my mind. So we've got one entity who should be investigating complex white-collar crime like this and other cases of, you know,
corruption.
Yeah. Those are the Hawks, Priority Crimes Unit, and they've got a Commercial Crimes Unit within that, which... Now, if I tell you that there is not a single CA or auditor working in that unit full-time, what would you say? Would you believe me?
That sounds...
That sounds wrong. It is incredible.
So you're saying maybe we don't have the capacity to take on a case like this. Is there a fear factor? Because it's so wide-reaching that no one wants to touch this guy or this company?
I don't get that sense. And in fact, I think that there's going to be a very, very big effort to try and nail this guy and whoever else might have been involved. And I'll tell you why. We've got elections coming up. White monopoly capital is the catchphrase of the season. And here you've got the absolute essence of what people are trying to talk about. So I think that's why we've had two parliamentary hearings. The third one's coming up in 22nd of August. It'll be interesting to see if Mr. Huster arrives. He's been subpoenaed. But other people have been subpoenaed. Dudu Mjeni never pitched up. So, you know, it'll be interesting interesting. I think there's going to be an effort. I don't think there's fear. I think to a large extent, I'm concerned about the capacity to actually understand, fully investigate, and prosecute. Remember, you've still got to go in front of a judge. You're going up against a guy who's still got a lot of money, or people with a lot of money, a lot
and
of
influence.
Influence. Mm. And they get these expert international legal teams, tops, experts. And what has the state got in their court?
Also, when people are this powerful and influential and wealthy, you often find in a lot of countries that a lot of politicians are in the pocket as well.
I have to be honest, Martin, I didn't really go into all the links, but I think that more of those will be unveiled over the following couple of months, years to come.
Is your book not a bit too soon then?
I certainly don't think so. I think there's so much unknown and people have got so many questions. I mean, what is Steinhoff? Where did they come from? Who are these people?
Exactly.
What is it? Why should you and I be worried? And you know, one of the bigger themes for me is trust in the whole financial system, the sector. How did nobody have any real concerns about this?
I was just about to ask you, did no one see this coming at all? And this just took us by surprise.
Well, Deloitte,
100 billion.
It's very public knowledge. Deloitte is this global company. They audited these books more than 20 years. Clean audits, no problem. No worries.
Nothing.
Nothing. Until September last year. The auditors, the regulators, the JSE, in multiple countries, Germany, the Netherlands, I mean, you name it, there were no concerns, yet there were a number of very serious warning signs. One of these stories is the tax rate. So they had an extremely low tax rate. Corporate tax rate in South Africa, 28%. So roughly you pay 28 rand on 100 rand's profit.
Yeah.
Steinhoff was paying between 8 and 12% per year. How is that not a big issue? How did that not send up, you know, alarm bells and people saying, well, let's just look at this closer. What is this company doing?
When you look back now, there were clues and little hints along the way. And you just have to kind of put it all together. And we say good luck to that person who's going to take on this case. Fascinating read. Steinhoff, Inside SA's Biggest Corporate Crash. Thank you so much, James, for joining us on the show this morning. Of course, also the author of books on Chris Barnard, the heart surgeon, Eskom as well. We'll get your hands on that book. And if you want to hear this chat with James again, it'll be on audio on demand on jacaranda.fm.com. Just amazed about the names and the companies that we all know, all deal with on a daily basis, that got implicated in this. Fascinating. Thank you, James.
Start your day with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. Wake up when you wake up, stay up.
You're listening to Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.